so very thankful for what the Lord has done over this weekend. I know the Lord has done a lot, and maybe He's whet our appetite, and the Lord has really put a desire in our heart that we might please Him. And oh, the Lord would like to keep that appetite just like that. You know, sometimes we eat a big meal and then we get so full we don't want to see any more food until the next meal, I guess. But, you know, He would like us to be hungry and thirsty for Himself.
Yes.
And I know that the Lord can only do that, and perhaps He's done that on this weekend. But oh, He would like to just keep that appetite. You know, when people have an appetite, they're usually healthy. And when someone's been sick and they haven't been able to eat, and then all of a sudden the appetite comes back, why, then you know, then mother knows, oh, they're on the way to recovery. And you know, the Lord, He looks at us too, and oh, He wants to create in us a real hunger and a real thirst for Himself. And David wrote about it here in Psalm 63. He said, oh God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. Now that can mean a few things. You can get up early in the morning and get in contact with the living God and know that He will satisfy that deepest longing of your soul. And it can mean also early in life. Why, that's a wonderful time to seek the Lord. I know when I was 7 years old, the Lord saved me. And the Lord put a great hunger in my soul for Himself. And so much so that when I went to meeting and I heard people praising the Lord in the Holy Ghost and just giving themselves to the Holy Spirit and how the Lord would speak over people's lips, why, there came such a hunger in my soul for Jesus to come and fill me with Himself. And although I was just a young girl, and many times I was naughty, I was really naughty, and I really I don't know why the Lord came to me because I was so naughty, but I had a hunger in my soul for Jesus, and sometimes I'd lock myself in the bathroom and I'd want to pray. I didn't know how to pray. And the Lord, I'd say the Lord's prayer, and that didn't satisfy. But oh, I was so hungry, and I'd seek Him and seek Him. And one day we had a children's meeting in Ridgewood. And oh, it was a marvelous time. It was like this weekend. The Lord poured out His Spirit. And I remember how Sister Amanda, she played her tambourine. And all the boys and girls, we were really under a cloud of glory. And we sang, we're marching to Zion. And before you know it, why, she led us all in a victory march around the whole assembly. And there was one girl, Lily Kreutzer, she got her baptism. She was Lily Shelley at the time. But she got her baptism, I wanted to stay, but I couldn't. I had to go home. And oh, the Lord put such a hunger in my soul. I said, Lord, I want You to fill me with Thyself. And oh, how wonderful when the Lord puts that hunger in our soul. And I sought Him and I had an idea. I thought, well, if I get the baptism, it'll be in the meeting and it'll be real loud and the Lord will just come and bless me and oh, it'll be marvelous. But you know, as I sought Him, why, I sought Him before I went to bed. And one night as I sought Him before I went to bed, why, the Lord filled me with His Spirit, but was altogether different. It was in such a quiet way. And oh, how God came. And He put Hallelujah. Such a hunger in my soul for Him. And oh, I'm so glad that He increased that hunger. As I grew up, I knew I needed Jesus so badly. Oh, I just felt it again and again. And I said, Lord, Won't you come and fill me with thyself? And here it says, my soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Nothing on this earth satisfies. Why, you could try it all. But oh, there's nothing like the presence of Jesus. And to see thy power and thy glory. How wonderful when he transforms our lives. And he takes those dumps away. And he takes other things away. And you see why Jesus lives in me now. And here it says, thus will I bless thee. While I live, I will lift up my hands in thy name. Did you ever lift up your hands? Or are you afraid to? You know, when you lift up your hands, Brother Waldfogel used to say it was like antennas, you know. And it's true, you know, the life of Jesus just flows into your body. And he does something different than when you don't raise your hand. And it's a wonderful way to get in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ and his life. And oh, how wonderful. It says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. He would like to make us fat in our spirit, that the Lord will be there in a greater way and grow in that wonderful life of Jesus. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Well, when I was in my teenage years, I was invited to go to the East Side to play the piano in their Sunday school. And from time to time, I would slip into the prayer meeting, into the Puritan prayer meeting, when I could get a chance in Ridgewood, and I'd go there Friday nights. And one, it was my birthday. Nobody knew it. Not a soul. And it was a Monday night, and I slipped into the prayer service, and nobody in particular was there, but they played a tape of Brother Waldfogel talking in the Faith Home morning worship. And as they played that tape, the first thing Brother Waldfogel said was, today, he said, we're going to pray for the birthday child. And the Lord has a word for the birthday child, and it's this. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. It seemed like the Lord himself knew it, that it was my birthday. And you know, when I opened my text that I got from the pastor, why, that was exactly the verse that the Lord had given me. And it was marvelous. And by the time I got through that prayer meeting, I went and the tears were rolling down my cheeks. I said, Lord, how good you are to my soul. And just listening to the pastor speaking about it, why, it satisfied my soul. Oh, I'm so thankful that he knows all about us. Yes, and he has treats, sometimes surprises. And he wants to satisfy our soul. And he knows the hunger. He knows when we've sought him, why he wants to come. And again, not only on a retreat like this, but oh, when we're home. And oh, maybe you can't get to a meeting. Why, sometimes mothers can't. I know many a time I've had to stay home with the children, and I just long to get into a meeting. But oh, when you have that hunger, he'll meet you every time. Amen. And oh, that Jesus might increase that hunger in every one of our souls, that when we leave here, that it won't be like a letdown, you know. But all that will go on, Jesus, Amen. I want you with all my heart. Come and satisfy my soul with thyself. And oh, there's nothing else but Jesus. Why, he comes. Jesus, on the last day of the feast, he cried out and he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. And oh, he would send rivers of living water, and out of his innermost being would flow rivers of living water. And you know, that's the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Why, that is the Holy Spirit. And oh, I want more of that Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That, oh, that satisfies the deepest longing of my soul.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Today, sort of am associated with in the city, but never get to see very much. You know, we have a lot of meetings. Another thing we have done for many, many years is to pray for the camp throughout the winter time too in the city, just to bring the needs to the Lord and pray that God will supply the staff and fill in every vacancy. And it's been our joy to do that and see how for all these years the Lord has undertaken. And I believe we ought to pray for our brother Michael too. It's not an easy thing, and somebody has to consolidate the staff for the coming year. That's a year-round job. It doesn't just start now. It gets more complicated all the time. At the beginning, over on Lake George, when we started camp over there, Brother and Sister Gardner were in the Middle West for a while. Brother Carl and myself had camp, and it was no problem at all. We, two of us, had a group of boys, and we didn't have relief counselors or anything like that. We had meetings, and our relief came when the bus just pulled away. We'd sit down on the lawn there. We'd been down with them watching them, and their load would just go with that bus. You try it for 2 weeks, day and night. Well, but you know, we didn't have to have lifeguards. We didn't have to have all kinds of things that the state is heaping on camps more and more and more. Some years ago, they came out with the idea that all counselors should be college graduates, and they have all kinds of standards, you know, and ideas that they come up with. I don't know what they'll come up with next. It must be easy to sit behind a desk and come up with ideas. Write them out, you know, and this is our new program. A fellow gave me one of those. He came up to church, you know, and he looked over the church for the fire insurance, and we have an attic which was, we used to store things from the Sunday school and picnic and things like that, and he looked it over, clean this all out. I got a letter from, clean this attic out. And I wrote them back. I said, I could write a letter like that too, but you didn't write me a letter where to put it. But they like to heap these instructions on you, and then they tell you this building's not safe now. It used to be okay, but now we want this and this and the, and they all have good purposes and good intentions, and some of the investigators have been very kind to the camp. They see that we want to do our best to keep everything up to standard, and I want to thank God for the camp in that line, because they have given us the highest recommendations. And they realize that we want to cooperate with them. We're not trying to hide things from them, but we want to work with them. But there's always something new that has to be taken care of. The doors have to swing a certain way, you know, now. And these changes that they want require time, and someone has to know those things and deal with them, and let alone getting a staff together and taking all the responsibilities. And we ought to pray for our brother Michael. He'll be busy all year round now, getting the staff together for next year, and just, Father, we pray for our brother Michael.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for his dedication to camp and his dedication to Jesus. We pray, dear Lord, your hand of blessing upon him. We pray that you'll bless him in a special way, O God. And we pray that you'll help him throughout the whole year, Lord. You'll give him wisdom and grace. You're going to give him light. You're going to help him, Lord. We thank you that you have done it in the past, and we believe you'll do it again. And we trust you, Lord, to just show him the way, step by step. And we pray that the coming season, Lord, shall be all that God can make it. We thank you, Lord, for your great faithfulness, and we believe that your wisdom and your hand of blessing shall be upon our brother, Lord, equipping him, giving him great joy, helping him, O God, at every turn of the wind. We believe, Lord, that you hear us.
Dear Lord,
do it, and we thank you for all that's been done.
Yes, Jesus.
And all your goodness and mercy to us. Now, before we sing the last stanza, let's see. Let's pray for America, shall we, this holiday?
That's right.
Let's remember our president.
Yes, Lord.
We're thankful for him. I'm sure he wants to do what is good for the land, and tries to, and my, what a bunch of politicians we've got. It puts you in a daze, you know, if you try to figure that out. And how anybody can get through that, but God is able. God is able to rule and overrule and give the man wisdom. There are so many problems that man can't solve it all. God has to solve them. The problems of international affairs and the trade policies and all these things are pressing, and they're problems, and there seem to be no answer to them. The Lord shall have them in derision. Those enemies of the Lord that get along without God, they find out they need God and they don't know where they're going. They're just a little bit like the story that Brother Bowers told us yesterday of the man with the wooden leg. got stuck in a knot hole and has been going around in circles ever since. Now Brother Jack knows that. Is that right? He doesn't want to commit himself. He's a good politician too. But let's pray for our president, shall we?
Amen.
Let us stand and again and look to God for our nation. God.
Yes, Lord.
God bless America. Thank you for our land. Thank you for our country. Thank you for those who have gone before and have set up what we have, O God.
We thank you,
that which is good. O God, we thank you. We thank you for our president. Thank you, Lord, that he is interested and has our country at heart.
Yes,
O God, we know that there are many who don't seem to have that in our government, but God, we pray that you will bless our
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Bless him, my God. Give him great wisdom. Give him the help that he needs. Give him courage, O God.
Amen, Lord.
Lord, we pray that you will lay your hand upon him today anew, and that you will give him the
light and the help that he needs, that he may, in the time that he has left, to lead our nation in the right way.
Yes,
Lord. Oh God, amen. Let thy kingdom come to this country.
Yes, Lord.
Let thy kingdom come.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Let thy will be done in America, as it's done in heaven.
Yea, Lord.
For thy name's sake.
Yes.
Bless all those, O God, who have our nation at heart.
Yes, Lord.
And are in places of leadership. We pray that you give them great courage and faith and help. For your name's sake, we pray. And help us
do, my
to
God.
Do our part
amen.
In praying for them.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our Father's God, to thee, Author of liberty, of thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom, holy land, protect us.
Let us be seated and we'll sing that last.